everybody. This is The Liquidiser on a Tuesday evening with me, John.
And me, Charlotte. This is a show where we choose a mishmash of alternative tunes in relation to things that have been going on in the news. Thank you so much to Dave and Emma for the last 2 hours and for Alison for the last 2 weeks of keeping the mics warm for us while we have been away.
So, we're broadcasting out of Semaphore in the excuse me, in the traditional lands of the Kaurna people. Look, basically it runs like this. People have suggested news stories, and we've got a good 3 weeks worth to catch up on tonight. All weird and wonderful type of things, and we selected an equally weird and wonderful selection of music to go with them. Basically, that's how it goes. You might hear the occasional swear or challenging concept throughout the course of tonight's show, so put some cotton wool in your ears if you're a bit sensitive.
And you can join in the conversation with us throughout tonight's show by joining our Facebook group, The Liquidiser, and you can catch up with any of tonight's shenanigans through radioactiveinternational.org.
Now, it seems so long ago, but 3-odd weeks ago, the wedding present came to town. We went and saw them, and very good they were too.
Still don't
Wedding present.
Brass Neck. This is the Liquidizer, radioactiveinternational.org. And that was just to celebrate the fact that we got to see the wedding present again.
At the Jade. And we were right there in the front. We could feel David Gedge's breath on us. It was very intimate and very fabulous. I was very excited. I had a lovely time.
Yeah, it was good. And then we went on our holidays. But we won't harp on about our holidays too much. But just some of these stories we're going to be covering tonight are a little bit out of date, a little bit old news. I mean, this one's from the 13th of July, that the Tube in London is going to change. They're not going to make, say, ladies and gentlemen in their announcements anymore. They're going to say, hello, everybody.
A beautiful, everyone. Inclusive way to make announcements.
In fact, I said hello, everyone, at the start of this show, because I usually say, ladies and gentlemen, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. But I've changed it in keeping with the times. I wouldn't want to be seen as one of them old geezers who sits in the corner rattling off out-of-date nonsense.
Of course not, Grandad.
But, yeah, hello, everyone.
Might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can see that fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys' brigade. I'm so happy and you're so kind. You want more money, of course, I don't mind. My nuclear textbooks for atomic rhymes, and the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing, society's got some going underground. Going underground. What if the brass bands play a beat? Some pleasure to hate me, I've enough already on my plate. People might need some tension to relax me, I'm too busy dodging between the flags. You see, here's what you get. You've made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust, as their lies wash you down and their promises rust. You'll see killing machines with paper rockets and guns, and the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up the society wants. So my head explodes, I turn on the news and my body explodes. It's playing cheap on my TV screen, but this boy shall be.
also on the Liquidizer, radioactiveinternational.org. Tunes about the London Underground, adopting the gender neutral hello everyone instead of good morning ladies and gentlemen.
So we had the Jam with Going Underground and Deerhoof, wasn't that?
Yep, from Deerhoof versus Evil with Almost Everyone, Almost Something or Other.
That's why I didn't attend the title. So every Tuesday evening we talk about current affairs, although we're not so current this week because we've been away for a bit. But we're talking about interesting stories. And if you hear of any interesting stories on your travels, then please post them on the Facebook page, the Liquidizer.
And the next story this evening is about a... this is, excuse me. Got to have an irritating cough this evening.
It's every time you come in the studio.
Yeah, NITV. A government department in Queensland, their housing department, has apologised over an inappropriate training manual entitled Monkey Management, with the minister saying it was insensitive. You just got to wonder who came up with these great ideas, really.
And however it got through to that stage where it was published.
Where one said, this is it is Queensland. Anyway, this is Toots and the Maytals.
Sign of you, I only heard that you hogging up the mic check, 1, 2. Got something I need to get off my chest. Check it, punk as I'm monkey flipping with the funky rhythms I be kicking. The clock on the time bomb is ticking away.
So get a move on.
Hands up for the question.
Shall I proceed?
Yes, indeed.
2003, it really seemed to me an independent thought was rare and had a useful degree. Now 2004, more than ever before, we have to ask a Sunday supplement to see what we saw. They sensationalised lies, fuck the facts. They're full of shit like the bargain rail at TK Maxx. In fact, back in the Stone Age, people worship the sun. And after 20,000 years, you might have thought that we'd have moved on. From the start of the Daily Mail, it's just like scapegoat fiction, mind camp with pictures. You think the immigrants all hang around in mobs? Outside our workplaces and ways to steal our jobs.
Can you give me a bloody job?
Honky, please, go trim your bonsai trees. I better give you these for brain disease. It's such an irony that when you're unwell, you ask for patient medication. I forgot to pretend, no bad.
They say, seek and you shall find. Never dippy dippy when I tape I rewind. They say, open your mind. Plan of following the plan is just like
monkey, monkey, monkey.
They want to hear and they believe ya.
Doctor, doctor, I'm experiencing a major malady. It's an actual allergy to TV and excuse me, but don't we seem to be glued to it? We're sucking secondhand experiences through it. We're sold a life sentence dressed up as a lifestyle. I have the guile to rile, queue like sheep in single file to buy the latest piece of shit parading through our living rooms. Believe the latest twisted fact and crap. We give it, it goes in, it goes on, this media mind manipulation. Prescribing the day-to-day life of our nation as the spotlight highlights what it likes. It mixes up the truth with the lies in the half-life. Police camera action is based on the assumption that the cops are never wrong. Shows them like a pillar of truth among the sick public. So think we can't look after ourselves. This is now not a story by George Orwell.
They say, seek and you shall find. Never dippy dippy when I tip I rewind. They say, open your mind. Plan of following the plan is just like
monkey, monkey, monkey.
They see the media.
I want the media.
You show them what they want to see and they believe ya.
So why we sit around and laugh at the old? How come we always gotta follow the new? People act like they don't know. I gotta wonder now if they do. Say boob, say them and them read it in the magazine. Say boob, say them and them see it on the TV screen. Say boob, say trade it one for another. They come in one year, then they go out the other. If you could see the you that I see when I see you, see me, then you see it also differently. Believe me. They read the media.
I want the media.
You tell them what they want to hear and they believe.
Monkey, monkey, monkey.
See, monkey, do. I see me, see you.
If you could see the you that I see when I see you steaming and you see yourself so differently, believe me. Yes.
To the monkey race, you're bound to look like a monkey when you grow. I can tell by your knees, you've been climbing these coconut trees. You're bound to look like a monkey when you grow. When you grow,
when you grow,
when you grow,
when you grow,
yes, you're bound to look like a monkey when you grow. A monkey was your paw. You're bound to look like a monkey when you grow. I can tell by your skin that a monkey was your friend. You're bound to look like an ape when you grow. When you grow,
when you grow,
when you grow,
when you grow,
when you grow, yes, you're bound to look like a monkey when you grow.
but you've got monkey glands. You're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old. I can tell by your nails that your folks hung by their tails. You're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old. When you grow old.
When you grow old.
Like a monkey when you grow old. Now take me, I got a sensible gal, ain't you, honey?
You're listening to The Liquidizer on radioactiveinternational.org with Charlotte and John, where we're talking bizarre, interesting, just random news stories. And you just heard Monkey Man from Toots and the Maytals, Monkey See Monkey Do from Sonic Boom 6, and You're Bound to Look Like a Monkey, Hank Penny.
And they're all dedicated to the Queensland Housing Department, who thought it was a good idea to refer to their staff as monkeys in a training manual. And it's hard to sort of imagine in what context you might have thought that people wouldn't mind being referred to as monkeys by their employer, you know. I mean, lighten up, folks. Lighten up. You know, bloody hell.
So that's what we do. We take bizarre things that have been reported in the news and we match them with fabulous tunes every Tuesday night.
This next story is a bit of a humdinger. There's a couple doing, you know, people do these at their weddings. They do these dance routines. It's become very popular. It's one of those things that I think... Of just, you know, about the modern age, just think, no, go and stand there and say, I do, and then go and get drunk like everybody else. Don't do a dance routine. Anyway, this couple, this is from the BBC News in Bristol, they knocked themselves out when they were practising for their dirty dancing wedding routine. And look at them, you know, they're both big fat lumps as well, not wishing to sound sizist, but, you know, it would have been, they would have struggled to make it through the routine, I reckon.
I think that's just horrible. Just stop there. Just stop there. Don't be so judgmental. The fact was that they must have really...
I'm concerned about the health, possible health implications. I'm not criticising their weight.
They really must have, struck each other with massive force, though. Massive force. Because they literally fell down on the floor.
They kept him in hospital for longer because the bloke had heart problems. So
no
he shouldn't
way.
Have been doing dirty dancing. I don't know what dirty That's, dancing really. Have I ever seen dirty
you
dancing?
You have seen dirty dancing. But you usually fall asleep by the point at which they do the big montage.
We never did a dance at any of our weddings, did we?
But we did play in our band.
Oh, we did, yeah.
So
yeah.
I think you should be less, less judgmental, you know. You've stood up and played your guitar drunkenly at our weddings. So,
and Paul and Julie's wedding as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, if we choose to do that and if people want to do some crazy dance routine.
Well, it's not a crazy dance routine. It's a routine from dirty dancing.
Yeah, but some of them are quite inventive.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. You don't seem very convinced.
I don't know what to say. Ow!
Went downtown for a cup of tea and I saw two skinheads looking at me. I'll give them headbutt. 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 I'll give you headbutt. Walking on the beach in a force 10 gallon, I saw three hippies saving a whale. I'll give them headbutt. Headbutt. Now they've gone back to India to get their heads together. Went to see my mum, she was drinking gin. It was dad's gin and I kicked him in. I'll give him headbutt. Now I'm butting in.
Ow!
Went to the doctor's for a pill.
What was that?
Feeling ill. I've got an headache.
Headache.
Ow! Too many headbutts. 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 there. Give him headbutt. 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 I'll give it headbutt. Went but so did. Got involved in a head-on collision with a tanker driver that wondered what hit him. I went through my windscreen, through his windscreen, and gave him a headbutt. Give him a headbutt. Headbutt. I'll give you headbutt.
John Otway, Wild Willie Barrett, Ed Butt, for the couple who knocked themselves out practicing their dirty dancing wedding dance routine. Next story, while I try desperately to search for the next record that we're going to play.
So it's about Andre Spicer. He's some professor of something or other in London, and he encouraged his five-year-old daughter to sell lemonade outside their house in London. And the police intervened and they were fined.
£175, I believe.
And then it was rescinded as well. But I'm most concerned that this like 5 year old was like out on the London street on her own with a table of lemonade.
Tower Hamlets.
Yeah.
Must be a postman in Tower Hamlets.
Yeah.
It's all posh now, though.
I don't think it's all posh. It wasn't all posh when we were there a couple of years ago.
What was he? What did he do again? What was it? Builder's labourer, was it? Or
well, yeah. So he's in the posh end. Yeah, he's in the posh end, definitely. But it's still like, you know, it's not that posh, is it?
Oh, I think it's pretty posh.
So anyway, the fact that this five-year-old was on the street selling lemonade and that's
got fined.
And that's the story, really.
There you go. Class system's alive and well in the UK. The posh kid gets the fine rescinded.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yes, I'm looking for a chick that only drinks lemonade. Yes, I'm looking for a chick that only drinks lemonade. I haven't found one yet, but I've been told that a few was made. Now you know the type, and I know them too. They stand at the bar drinking 10-cent brew. You ask them what they're drinking, though you already know. They'll say whiskey every time to make you spin your dough. That's why I'm looking for a gal that only drinks lemonade. I haven't found one yet, but I've been told that a few was made. I met a gal I thought was so fine. I begged her to please, please, baby, be mine. I took her out one Thursday night. She got two shots of joy juice and was ready to fight. That's why I'm looking for a gal that only drinks lemonade. I haven't found one yet, but I've been told that a few was made.
powerful for a woman's frame. It'll make some simple and it makes other chicks insane. It can make a girl weighing 104 feel so powerful she'll think she could even whip Joe. This I know to be a solid fact, 'cause I fell for one a little while back. She was so sweet at the start of the night, but after two drinks, wasn't nothing right. That's why I'm looking for a chick that only drinks lemonade. I'm tired of being broke the day after I get paid.
Close. You nearly had me doing my full-on Rob Halford impression over the mic there. I love that song. So yeah, Breaking the Law from Judas Priest and Lemonade from Louis Jordan, all about the professor who let his daughter sell lemonade and got a fine, and then the police decided that they were going to rescind the fine because he was important. So
that's the real story, really. Yes, there, isn't it?
The rescinding of the it's like, oh, all right, we'll let you, because it's something to do, because it was all about the what he does is he writes about entrepreneurialism and stuff. So you know, he was demonstrating entrepreneurial skills or something.
Yeah, he would be if he was selling crack as well.
Well, like, exactly. Know,
that's entrepreneurialism in its own way, isn't it?
But. There you go. So what we do is we post stuff, people post stuff on the Facebook page, interesting news stories throughout the week, and then we match them with groovy tunes to keep you dancing for 2 hours on a Tuesday evening.
So why would you trust yourself?
Now, I must admit, a lot of the time, the stories just wash over me. and I don't necessarily engage with them other than, you know, the fact that some of them might be funny. But this story I am so fascinated with. It's one of my favourites of the moment. And I'm so excited to hear the outcome. This is all about the Salvador Dali exhumation and how the woman who claims that she is his daughter and that he fathered her through an affair that he was having. She's 61 years old, and everybody agrees just how striking the physical resemblance is between the two. Although lots of people are saying, well, he couldn't have done it because he was impotent. But I'm convinced. I find it really interesting, the whole process of how they've agreed to exhume his body. And the story that was posted to the program page was that after the exhumation, which happened about a week and a half ago, so we should be hearing any minute what the DNA results are, but the embalmer who originally looked after Dali's body before he was buried in the crypt in his own museum designed by him for his work, said that his iconic moustache is still intact.
Yeah, it would be, because your hair doesn't rot.
No.
Yeah.
But it's in perfect shape and everything. It's not just like it hasn't, I don't know, gone floppy or something. It's there perfectly intact. I just find the whole kind of story around his life and his work just unbelievably fascinating.
The thing is, we listened to the whole story of this when we were queuing up to go into Uluru early in the morning. And they were saying that they were going to take some scrapings from under his fingernails, because that's where the best chance of the DNA is. But it sounds like they had a right good old look at him while they were down there, doesn't it? They didn't just take a scraping from under the nails. They had a right old poke around.
Oh, yeah, well, let's just see if he's got his moustache.
This is our old mates from Melbourne, Mutiny. Oh, that's a bit of a tongue twister.
Mutiny.
There. Mutiny. Old mates from Melbourne, Mutiny, digging for gold.
Diggers, they all laughed, everyone's digging for gold. Saw a place where it was stored, a hand was nailed to the door. That's a warning, that's for sure, better not touch their load. Song of earth and dirt, tuna, spades and pigs, can't bury the herd of soiled souls. Everyone's digging for gold, boys, everyone's digging for gold. We're talking, come on, let's go prospecting. He shook his head, you're the fat old boys, everyone's digging for gold. I went to stay at the keep, he wanted a deposit for the key. Lie in bed, my mouth bleeds, I poured out one of my gold teeth. Song of earth and dirt, tuna, spades and pigs, can't bury the herd of soiled souls. Everyone's digging for gold, boys, everyone's digging for gold. Like I told you, on the banks there was a soldier pouring a sack of gold dust into Chinaman's Creek. And when he saw that I had seen him and that glitter kept his dreamy race, his gun, the soldier man ran to where the rivers dammed. You might find his hat next to his pan. Baby sank, baby swam. Shot from down the mine, someone digging overtime. Round here, that's a crime, better not touch their load. It's hard to sing when you're coughing, hard to steal inside a coffin. Sick to death, dying sick, making other bastards rich. Song of earth and dirt, tuna, spades and pigs, can't bury the herd of soiled souls. Everyone's digging for gold, boys, everyone's digging for gold. Everyone's
Everyone's digging for gold, boys. Everyone's digging for gold. Everyone's digging for gold, boys. Everyone's digging for gold. Everyone's digging for gold, boys. Everyone's digging for gold.
Everyone's digging for gold, boys. Everyone's digging for gold.
Come bury the herd of soiled souls. Everyone's digging for gold, boys.
Nodded off then. Well, I didn't nod off. I was in raptures of delight listening to Mutiny with Digging for Gold.
And that was all about the exhumation of Dolly. And I'm hoping that we'll have more stories and songs related to that over the next few weeks. It's time for some hellos. Thanks to everybody who has gone on the Facebook group, The Liquidizer, and told us that you're listening. So big Liquidizer love going out to Plumey in London, to Fanula in Parkside, Craig and Nikki in Hallett Cove, and to Carl in Melbourne. He's also reminded us that before we went away, so a couple of weeks ago, we did a special with the with the women from the Girls Radio Offensive program in Melbourne, and it was an awesome show where we played a lot of punk rock and talked about punk politics and DIY politics, and that is now up and ready to listen to at your leisure on radioactiveinternational.org.
Yes, and I should just give us any special shout out to Plumey, who was responding to messages on Facebook at 2 o'clock our time this afternoon.
So he must have been at, what, 6 o'clock in the morning or something?
No, no, it must be about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, in the morning for him there in London. And now he's still putting up messages on the Facebook page.
Bless him.
Maybe he's got, maybe he employs someone to message on his behalf when he's asleep.
He's that important. And I'm also, I also give a shout out to Amity, who sometimes listens in Semaphore, but doesn't necessarily let us know she's out there. So thank you to all of you quiet ones,
the lurkers
in the background.
Including Barry Lurkin, who we haven't heard from for quite a while, who tends to lurk.
Oh, bless him. I miss Barry.
Where are you, Barry?
Where are you?
Well, Melbourne. But yeah. Where are you, sort of... as far as the show's concerned. So, next story. Juror forced to leave Old Bailey terror trial after asking if a detective was single.
Now, I found this story quite fascinating. And I was so... because apparently two of the women jurors both fancied this detective sergeant. Kept asking the court... Well, one of them kept asking the court usher whether or not he was single, and I became so fascinated that I've desperately been trying to find a picture of this guy, because I'm thinking, gosh, he must be really hot if they can't control themselves. And it wasn't even that it was a particularly dull trial or anything, you know, it was quite an exciting trial involving three men who had been charged with terrorist offences. And it had taken a really long time, this whole trial. And so the fact that this woman couldn't control her urge to know whether or not he was up for a date meant that the whole... they actually put the whole trial at risk and disrupted it and made it longer for everybody else.
They'll let any idiot go on a jury nowadays.
Yeah.
including me, who's been summoned for jury service.
To do your public duty.
Thank you. your hand.